Blog Talk Radio.
All right, as always, a little bit of technical difficulties. Bear with me. And it's always kicking my butt. All right, we'll be back.
Who has heard all mankind just
time with yourself. I know you owe the daddy. Them boy, them outside, we start, yeah, we stand up like a man, like a man. Stand up like a man, like a man. See the fear that evil day. Fear not, fear anything you best. This have to be ever. Yo, a lion over Satan. Black people time for fight. Can't grow the beat, you know. Computer rise to mine. I try to put told them why envy exists. Burn them religion, burn politicians, burn them division. All when them shoot me down, can't tell I don't affect them. Transcending a dimension, me there with my ancestors. To them come into some time. We stand strong, yeah, we stand strong, stand strong. Stand up like a man, like a man. Stand up like a man, like a man. Now satisfies the West. Man starts can't see peace for rest. With them a least fan. Capitalism of the return. Blood stuck at them, them a cancer. Them a minority, a wheeler. Them a destroy spirituality. Them a destroy humanity. Burn them religion, burn politicians, burn them division. All when them shoot me down, can't tell I don't affect them. Transcending a dimension. Me there with my ancestors. To them come into some time. We stand strong. Yeah, we stand strong. Stand up like a man, like a man. Stand up like a man, like a man. See the fears of evil day. Fear not, fear defeat the best. This have to be about. Yo, a lion over Satan. Black people dying for fight. Can't grow the beat, we know. Computer rise to mine. I try to put told them why empty exists. Burn them religion, burn politicians, burn them division. All when them shoot with them, can't tell I don't affect them. Transcending a dimension. Me there with my ancestors. To them come into some time. We start strong.
I'm having all types of technical difficulties tonight. All right. Welcome. Talk Talk Radio. Low Life Academy. Here our motto is, sorry about that. Law is life. Life is law. I don't know if I should do it tonight. Everything that's throwing me off is throwing me off. And I just wanted to come on here and kind of talk to y'all. So I'm live right now on the gram, Low Life Academy, or at Low Life Academy. I'm trying to get my keyboard right. Yeah. Welcome to our second episode. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little drained. It's been a hectic week. What I wanted to do was take the time to do a week in review. It's been an interesting week. I hope y'all can hear me. Make sure y'all can hear me. two phones going, computer going. Yeah, so that was a little bit too close. Need to let you. All right. So let me do it like this. A week in review. I wanted to take the time to thank y'all for joining us last week. It's on the I don't know if y'all can hear me. I don't know what the issue is. Just actually shoot me something in the chat if there's something you want to communicate. But I'm live and I'm on the phone, so just bear with me. Like I said, it's been an interesting week. We had a lot of information that we got to share last week. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little bit remorseful that I did it like that. And the reason being is because I gave out way too much information. And y'all weren't ready for that type of information. So I decided I'm going to take a step back and slow it down drastically. Now, let me say this. I'm going to slow down on Blog Talk as far as these episodes or what have you. If you're tuning in on Blog Talk, okay, thank you. Thank you. If you're tuning in on Blog Talk, I'm going to give it to you very slow, as if you're a beginner. And the reason for that is I know what it feels like to come into this information and get started and not really have a footing in what you wanna learn and how you wanna pursue certain things. So I got a little carried away last week, I'll admit that. Just trying to pump out as much information as possible to try and help y'all. And like I said, I think I added a little bit more to the confusion, and that wasn't my intention, right? So what I gathered from this week, and it was a very busy week, I thank those that took the opportunity to provide feedback or get in touch with me on some level. I did see a lot of information. I did get a chance to speak to quite a few people about their experience. Not so much that I asked, but that they shared. But also, I was a little bit taken back by the feedback. And I had to go back and think about what it is that I want to accomplish. So to be as simple as possible, I just want to help people, right? I want to help those that are struggling with the process somewhat. And the process I'm talking about at this juncture, is getting off the plantation, right? I say it like that because a lot of us believe that with a few things that we accomplish in terms of what was taught to us, that somehow removed the actual shackles that were bound to our necks, right? And in so doing, all I'm trying to say is, look, I want to promote a different type of service. And it's important to me because based on the feedback, it's only appropriate that I try to do what I can to rectify some of the challenges that we're facing. So one of the biggest challenges is a huge letdown. Commerce with each other. To service our information, right? Be it anything. That interaction, needless to say, has not been pleasant for most. It hasn't yielded the results that we were seeking. And I'm not trying to throw off anyone. What I'm trying to do to elevate who we are and get back to what we are. And the only way to do that is through unity. Now, that's not easy for people to take a step back and acknowledge that somewhere along the line, certain information needs to be tweaked. That's easy for people to actually take a look at the information that's being disseminated and actualize if it's truly giving us the remedy that we say we're looking for, right? So my throat is getting dry already. So I wanted to challenge it to elevate our service. So here at Law Life, we're it's Law Life Academy, where life is law and law is life. I love saying that. We're going to show you that everything is intertwined. And it's sad to say that some of us will reject the information that's being shared, right? But let me say this, as I've told everyone that I've spoken to, one, I ask them to go back to their source of information, be it whoever. I've learned a lot about how we treat each other in business, right? So that we can do better. I know we are better. And all we need sometimes is an example, you know, someone to show us what we need to do. So I'm going to try to take a different approach to this process, right? And like I said, the process I'm referring to is getting off the plantation. Now, there's a lot of people, like I said, will negate what I'm saying, and that's fine. All I'm asking you to do is compare the laws that are being shared. Compare the actual laws and the remedy that's described in the laws. Because I think that a lot of us are excited. We just, woo, you know, authenticate. Woo, you're free. And I'm saying, I learned something interesting this week. Peace, y'all. I learned something interesting this week. You want to know what I learned? I learned that there were a lot of hidden, I would say, Moorish cities, right, in the early times, that are now covered by ponds and lakes, literally, like in full detail. Like, that's crazy. Hundreds of them. Certain national parks, you know, certain places, you know. And I thought I was bugged out. And I was tripping. I said, man, if they will do that to our ancestors, if they will take that type of approach to maintaining that so-called approach, what will they do? What will they do to keep you on the plantation then? To think that we can take a document and get it acknowledged as some type of evidence
And I dare say evidence to what, right? Evidence to who? Evidence of what? To get that recognized and to not have what I said was described in Minnesota Rule 220, which is in the certificate site, your name is supposed to be identified and acknowledged, right? Within the certificate of title. And that caused ruckus because we all have the same information for years. All I wanted to do was just share what I learned. When I found certain detailed information, I realized that we've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, straight jacked, right? The money is gone. And a lot of these, and I'm not saying every last one of these services, have rendered themselves useless, I dare say, right? And why do I say that? Because, all right, let me take a step back. So one day, if I'm going to invest my time, my money, my energy into going through a process that is supposed to provide a certain benefit for me, right? Relief. Relief. Then I was saying I should benefit from the relief. A relief, I should say, not relief. Relief, right? By completing that process. And every one of the processes that I did, I realized that they just continue to infringe on it. Injunction, it still stopped me. It still cost me. My time is wasted. I'm arrested on the side of the road as a criminal. Where's the remedy in that? I've never been to jail. But where's the remedy in that? That it's not just one and done. It's you're going to keep trying me over and over and over and over. I thought this process was supposed to believe that. And in no way am I disrespecting anybody. Like I said last week and I said again this week, I thank those that came before us. It's going to take the time to learn everything they can to elevate the things they've learned. And how do you do that? By demonstrating that in your life, right? By walking it, by talking it, by doing it. So I realized, yeah, there were benefits. They don't arrest me. You know, they take up my time, you know. And I'm supposed to get paid. Shouldn't I be suing is what I'm saying. Because one time, you sue, they'll never do it again, right? So what I figured out is a lot of our processes are incomplete. We wait till something tragic happens before we exercise some of those rights. You know, someone incarcerated and shuffle and do everything we can to get them out, so to speak, right? You know, houses being foreclosed on, doing everything you can to get that resolved. But only when it's in dire straits. Now, what I'm saying is, you're supposed to be able to walk around completely free if you do what the law says. And this is the thing that I want to clarify. Let me put my glasses on for this. Look at my glasses. I don't know who I want to do it. Okay. All right. So, here's what I want to say. I don't really care. I'm bugging tonight. Again, right? Will not be able to pop off the 14th and 15th Amendment privileges and benefits and retain your rights or retain your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, right? All right. What am I trying to say? Processes are incomplete. If they're done correctly, you will not have to keep on with the keeping on of dealing with these violations. I'm not saying that people won't try it when you're dipping in their pockets and creating and setting precedent, actual law that others can use, right? Right? Then you're a mover and a shaker, right? I wanted to say something. Right now. Oh, God. I don't know what's going on. And this is going on. Everything is going on. So, like I was saying, I wanted to say something. I kind of forgot. So, what I'm going to say now is, and it's been almost 15 minutes of me, I think. What I'm going to say now is, first, oh, God. First, I want to establish a few precedents. I'm here to help. And you all can reach us at Law Life Academy at protonmail.com. That's Law Life Academy at protonmail.com or .ch, it doesn't matter. Once you have the time, take the time to reach out to us. Gosh, what I'm trying to do is something a little different. I'm not going to rant all night. I'm just talking. So I've decided, since I've been bothered all week with the experience of having to talk to other people, look at other people's paperwork, and just kind of deal with how people feel. You know, a lot of people invested in information and they find it very hard to let go of that information, of that thing that doesn't work because they spent hard-earned money, right? And that's that. But like I said, I want to adjust. I want to set a different standard, right? So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to structure a master class, right? Or two, I'm thinking, or two. I'm not going to do the traditional pump this stuff out, really in the public. And the reason for that is because we're not responsible. And I don't want to be responsible for the whole stuff, excuse me, right? I don't want to be responsible for it. I want to help people that are looking to enhance their family and move away from certain privileges and benefits and exercise their rights. So I know I don't want to sit on this process because, like I said last week and I said again, I haven't done it. And I'm not waiting on y'all, to be honest with you. So the only way I can do that, I'm not sure what that's going to look like. I know I don't want to do it for everybody, and I don't want to do it with everybody. So I'm going to try my best to find ways to make that very exclusive. And I've been itching. I mean, the reality is I gave it away last week. Right? I gave y'all everything. But right over your head, like, gone. So what I'm going to do is, slow it down on Blog Talk. I'm going to start the master class. And I'm going to expedite this process. And it's going to lead up to your ability to release and get rid of all your debts, mortgages, car notes, credit cards, you name it, right? Anything major. And take your property that they acknowledge, that acknowledges your status as being corrected, and move it into your trust. Now, what I'm going to do tonight is, and I was thinking about it, I got to do it for y'all. I'm going to show you in the laws that I read last week how they describe exactly what you're supposed to do. And what I just said, like literally what I just said. Y'all remind me on here, on any of these platforms. Just remind me. I'm going to rant for a little bit. right? But remind me, I'm going to show you in the law the duality of what they were describing and how you got to take over your minor account, that a minor is still a, what, infant, right? Even though they attain the age of 18, unless they what? They take over their minor account. How you got to do that in your social and your straw name. You know, I want to speculate something because I can't remember where this is. And I'm going to get it all out tonight. I'm taking my time. Last week I rushed. I was trying to get it in. I gave it to y'all. I gave it to y'all. So let me say it like this week. Right. So I read in the dictionary, law dictionary before. Come on, what's going on? I think my computer just literally timed out or shut down or something. Don't tell me I'm kicked off. I don't have any. Okay? I don't know what's going on. All right, so I don't have a computer at the moment. Let me say this, though. Yeah, what just happened? What just happened? I just lost everything. All my notes that I had up. All right, no problem. Sorry about that. So I read in the dictionary, law dictionary, and I'm going to charge you all, those that are interested. Oh, by the way, if you are interested in the masterclass and that type of constructive, hold your hand, create every format, every form for you. And this is a service that I'll be offering. I'm not doing this for free. I'm not going to do the research, do the work for you, but I will, in this instance, structure something that will promote that for you all, where we'll do it together. Actually, I'm going to be ahead of you, but we'll do it together, essentially, because I want to make sure there's no hiccups along the way, right? So, but I'll structure that, and we'll do it together as a community. And I actually want to say this before I forget. I want to, maybe from that masterclass, structure an express trust for us, that we can use collectively to do comedy. I mean, more heads together, more resources together, the better we can do. Excuse me one second.
The glass, please. The glass, please. I'm dying.
Sorry about that. I gotta get something in my throat. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Excuse me. I needed that. Oof. All right, my computer actually lost all my internet pages. But as I said, I want to structure that for us, right? Where we can do it as an actual community. You want to talk about build your own city, you know, purchase your own land. I didn't want to say it on this platform, but at the same time, I'm just going to say it, right? That's what I ultimately would like to do. In addition to you learning how to manage and run your own stuff, right? I lost everything. So, so I read in the dictionary. And in the dictionary, it talked about, I can't remember if it was D-O-U-R-N-E or another form of that attached with another phrase. I'm not sure. But it said that they considered anything that exited the woman that's given birth, as long as it actually showed signs of life, it was considered to be alive, right? So if it moved, looked like it breathed, I guess. Now, here's the thing. The only thing I can attribute that to is like the consensus. Now, I'm just talking, I don't know. I can't find the damn term in the dictionary. I don't know which dictionary I looked at. I have quite a bit. But I'm, you know, tenaciously searching for it. So if you can help me, let's do that. But it described that, right? And it threw me off because I was saying, you have a strong, you have a separate personality, right? And what they did was that separate personality gained all the characteristics, traits, and attributes that are realistically attributed to you. And in so doing, they take on this persona. So let me do this because I got to get y'all learning something, right? I got to do something. I actually don't like how I'm set up. Can I do it like this? Maybe. All right. All right. 1 second here. Yeah, that's a little bit better. All right, perfect. All right, so let's do this. If y'all with me, jump into, I got to get back onto Blog Talk, and I don't even have the information in front of me. God, how am I going to do that? In the meantime, let me do this while I was connected. I'm typing in a definition for y'all, and I'm going to look it up. And I'm looking up the legal, and they actually gave me actually the comparison already. Definition, right? So let's do this, because I have to try and slow it down. I don't know which one of these definitions are going to give it to us, but let's do this. Let's just go to the free law dictionary. Free dictionary, juristic person, a body recognized by the law as being entitled to rights and duty in the same way as a natural person, a human person. The common example being a company, a juristic person. All right. That's exactly what I'm looking for. All right, let's see what Wikipedia says. I'm sorry, guys. I lost complete control of everything, my dashboard and everything. I'm going to take my time. I can only, I guess, recover next week. In law, a legal person, that's what a juristic person is any person or thing, and they have that in parentheses, less ambiguously, any legal entity, right, that can do the things a human person is usually able to do in law, such as enter into contracts, sue and be sued, own property, and so on. The reason for the term legal person is that some legal persons are not people. Companies and corporations are persons, legally speaking. They can legally do most of the things an ordinary person can do, but they are clearly not people in the ordinary sense. In law, a human person is called a natural person. A non-human person is called a judicial person, sometimes also juristic, artificial, legal, right? So, juristic persons are entities such as corporations, firms, and many government agencies. They are treated in law as if they were persons, while persons acquire legal personality naturally simply by being born or being that in some jurisdictions, a juristic person must have legal personality conferred on them, and check this out, by some unnatural, unless it's probably shining, legal process. Did you hear that? A juristic person must have legal personality conferred on them. By some unnatural legal process. Now, you know, your constitution tells you that the legislature can create these laws. And by way of doing that, 14th and 15th Amendments have given rise to what we're reading right now. Unnatural. Did you hear what the law said? Not even law. This is Wikipedia. Sorry, I'm just reading from Wiki. Unnatural. I still got to figure out how to get on Block Talk. But unnatural. Legal process. And it is for this reason that they are sometimes called artificial persons. Artificial person. In most common sense, legal personality is usually acquired by registration. I can't make this up. I never read this before. I'm just being stupid a little bit. But I got to get back to Blog Talk so I can talk to some people, because I don't want to talk for 2 hours like I did last week. That's insane. So in the most common sense, And here it says incorporating a business, because you all are all in franchise. That's the whole point, that you're trying to make certain adjustments in franchise. And it's telling you here that legal personality is usually acquired by registration with a government agency set up for that purpose. Did you hear what I just said? Or did that go over your head? Now I'm going to read it again. Let me see if I can separate this and minimize it. Still try to log on to. So sorry about that. Let me just see if I can just read it again. So, in the most common case, incorporating a business, legal personality is usually acquired by registration of governmental agencies set up for that purpose. Now, weren't you registered? Far be it, I can't probably explain how you were registered, but weren't you registered? No? You weren't registered? Aren't you trying to acquire your status? I'll try my best. Thank you. But as I said, aren't you registered? Aren't you trying to secure your security that has been taken from you? They're probably going to cut me off of the live, too, in a second. So the only probably way you're going to hear me is on the radio unless I can get back on. I'm all thrown off. I almost want to just die, be honest with you. That's the energy I've been feeling all day. And it ain't good to do nothing with the registration, but I'm trying to just hold up my end of the bargain, right? So hopefully you still find it beneficial. Remind me to share some of the things that I already said, right? So you're trying to get the securities back. You're trying to take them and put them in your own property. And here it's telling you that they already registered you through an agency set up specifically for that purpose. What am I trying to say? That we need to look at more information. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to jump into the next term I want to share with you. So, and it actually leads me into it. I'm going to have to push it. As legal personality is a prerequisite to legal capacity, the ability of any legal person to amend, enter into, transfer, etc., rights and obligations, it is a prerequisite for an international organization to be able to sign international treaties in its own name. I know y'all might be bored with what I'm saying. And that's because y'all just don't know what you're supposed to do. I couldn't even tell it to you if I wanted to. I mean, I just did, but you wouldn't even know. I'm going to take a break from that for a second. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to see if I can pull back up where I was and where I lost. And yeah, it looks like I'm back, people. Oh, boy. And I lost a few people. Some people are still here. But appreciate y'all rocking with me. I faded out for a second, y'all. I don't know what happened to my computer. So I did notice that a lot of my calls and my service at times is just increasingly deficient, not working anymore. I've noticed that.
And now I think I lost where I was reading also, right? I did not. Let me do this, because I just gave it to you. Actually, I might have to pull down back to you again. Give me a second, since I'm back on. Y'all can hear me perfectly. Y'all can ask questions in the chat. I'm going to get to, there's no much people actually falling in. This is insane. I've never searched this before. I don't even know if I'm reading the same thing anymore. It's just insane. For all intents and purposes, I'm going to continue reading it because this is insane. In some common law jurisdictions, a distinction is drawn between corporation, aggregate, which is a company, which is composed of a number of members, and a corporate soul, which is a public office of legal personality separated from, did somebody just speak? Hold on. Separated from, did somebody just come in? Let me continue, but separated from the individual holding the office. Both entities have separated legal personality. whoa. This is interesting, though. The concept of juristic personality is not absolute. Piercing corporate veil refers to looking at the individual natural person acting as agents involved in a company action or decision. This may result in a legal decision in which the rights or duties of a corporation or public limited company are treated as the rights or liabilities of that corporation's members or directors. Now, I promise you go back and read this 10 times, you'll get some of what I'm trying to say. But I can emphasize a lot of it for you. I'm not going to emphasize that anymore. Y'all want to go find it, go find it. I'm not going to do it. Let me go to capacity for you. And then I'm going to go back to the law and I'm going to prove to you in what I just read and some things I'm going to share here that I actually literally am regurgitating what we discussed last week. Because I haven't forgotten this topic, right? We're still discussing the minority status. I was planning on still reading some of the information, but we'll see how it goes tonight. A lot of you still don't accept that you're a status. And you have to correct it. It's not me saying to people, it's the law. Even the damn definitions are saying the same thing. And you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. You just got to read. But some of us don't like to read. I do. I'll share it with you. I like to read what I like to read. Don't judge me. So, the capacity of a natural person and juridical person. All right? Juristic person. I'm slowing it down, people. It just means a legal person. I'm slowing it down. In general, determines whether they may make binding amendments to their rights, duties, and obligations, such as getting married or merging, which they're saying is just entering into contracts, making gifts, or writing a valid will. Capacity is an aspect of status. I didn't say it, y'all. I'm just reading. And I just gave y'all a whole mouthful. And actually, after I finished this little intro paragraph, I'm reading capacity in the Wikipedia. It's just type in capacity and I guess type law beside it because it's in parentheses law, right? I showed you last week capacity. I did. I didn't break it down like this, so I don't think. Because I think y'all still don't get it. Here again, it's telling you in the definition about status. And I'm trying to tell you correctly. You're telling me you already did it. And now I'm saying if you did it, they would treat you as such.
this is retarded. All right, I'm going to calm down. I'm sorry. I was getting excited. I'm going to take my time. Y'all got to read this stuff though for yourself. And this is insane. All right, definition. Mm-hmm. The capacity of natural and juristic persons, legal persons in general, determines whether they may make, mind you, you don't have any of this if you're a minor. So if you're a minor, you cannot make binding amendments to your rights. I'm sorry. You can't make any amendments to your duties or your obligations. This is, I told y'all all this last week. I know. I'm just being silly and small this time. Such as getting married. Y'all are all married. Yes. There's been a minor. Enter into contract. Y'all been doing that all y'all lives. And y'all wonder why I talked about Patricia Patessa last week, but that's not even a bit. So making gifts, you're telling me that if you don't correct your status of being a minor, right, that you can take back your securities and gift them to your express trust. This is saying you can. Without claiming your status. Let me explain something to y'all, because y'all don't know too much about trust, right? So I'm going to read this sentence, and now I'll go into the next sentence, and I'm going to pause for a second, right? And the last thing it says, a minor can't make a valid will. There's something I want to emphasize on that. Capacity is an aspect of status, and both are defined by a person's personal law. I don't know what to do with this law. So let me do this. I'm going to do it like this. All right. Valid will. So did you know that the law actually speaks about two specific types of trust and how they are created and how they function in law? And this is based on the Constitution, right? Right? I'm going to tell you the two types of trust that you must have in some capacity or another. And before you do these things, there's a procession. Yes, there's actually steps that you're supposed to follow. Requisites, I like to call them. Prerequisites for some. Some of them have multiple steps. So. But let me say this, and you won't believe me, so I'm going to say it anyway. The two type of wills that function in law is, first, you already know the express trust. And that's created just by a person's intent. In some instances, they like to say that they'll acknowledge it verbally, but I don't trust that process. Because I learned one of the maxims in law is, whatever is not in writing does not exist. So I practice that, right? I put everything in writing. So you can express yourself and create and express trust. And I spoke about that last week as well. So you can go back and listen to the other type of trust that go against that. But also, what I didn't mention was the testamentary trust, right? So when a person dies, they either die intestate or testate. Now, intestate means they died without a will, which means there's no instructions to handle their affairs or manage their estates after they pass. And in such, a court will infringe, and in so doing, create one of the trusts that I mentioned last week, right? So it's either going to be a resulting trust or a constructed trust, but it's going to be court-appointed, court-functioning, right? And which just means that you just have to comply with certain rules, depending if they have rules. I'm learning through literal experience that in this particular state, they didn't necessarily have too many requirements when they appointed the administrator. But in any instance, that's one of the ways, right? The court will appoint the administrator. The safest and best way for you to guard your managed transferring of wealth is by doing a will. And in that will, you would create a testamentary trust wherein all of your everything out of your estate, minus your debts, obviously. Obviously, you want to pay your debts, but minus your debts would roll over into another trust, which would manage all of your decedent estate affairs, right? So there's two types of trust in law. I've been pushing that on my actual, on this page, asking people to create a will. Tomorrow's not promised, but, you know, whatever. You might not want to do that. And for some of y'all, I'm boring you. So I'm going to do this, read this last little sentence here, and I'm going to go to the law to show you something. And then I want to talk to some people. It's already like an hour, right? I want to talk to some people. Let's find out what y'all are thinking, how y'all feeling, right? All right, keep this. So capacity is an aspect of status, and both are defined by a person's personal law. For natural person, the law of domicile in common law jurisdiction and either the law of nationality or habitual residence in civil law states, right? They took it there. But let me jump down here. When the law limits or bars a person from engaging in specified activities, any agreements or contracts to do so are either voidable or void for incapacity. That's what y'all refer to as the Baby Act, right? And I showed y'all last week that there's a lot more to that and how it affects you all than what you think. So I'm hoping I'm doing – oh, thank you, thank you. I'm hoping I'm doing some justice to bringing about this information. And this is why I'm going to do the class, right? The master class. And maybe, responsibility to this, right? So I'm off to goddamn plantation. So you all heard me talk about this last week. And here they go again with competency. Actually, I'm going to just click on the goddamn thing. You know, might as well just click on it. Competency concerns the mental capacity of an individual to participate in legal proceedings or transactions, and the mental condition a person must have to be responsible for his or her own acts or decisions. So I keep telling y'all our minors. Let me go back to what I want to show you, and then I'm going to go to Block Talk. Let me see. Now I'm going to show you, if I can, how within the concept of the law, they describe to you what you still need to do. And I'm talking, and I'm not going to go back to it. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going to bridge the gap for you. If you're attentive, if you're a good student, right, you're taking notes, you're writing these things down, you're not taking my word for it. I'm just reading. You can't see my screen. You don't know what the hell I'm telling you. Y'all need to stop taking the stuff that comes out of people's mouth as if it was from God's oh, mouth to your ear or something. Like, what's wrong with y'all? I don't get it. I'm showing you law. I'm giving you the definition. What am I not doing? What am I not doing? And you're telling me that the little thing you thought you did with your documents, sent them upstate, got them back, they're under seal, and I broke it down for you last week. I broke it down for you. No doubt, Tishin. I broke it down for you. It did not serve a lick of purpose for you. You wasted your money, you wasted your time, and you're still in the status of a minor. I'm not gloating, I'm just saying. I proved it to you. And I'm going to do it again. And again. And again. You get it. All right. I'm not going to do it for you. In the master class, I will show you some things. Look, this is how my experience was, right? So when I was in college, my senior year, on the brink of, I don't know if I told the story last week, but on the brink of not making it. Because I needed this class, I'm saying, right? Failed it, had to do another semester, right? Need to graduate. Here comes this professor, don't remember his name, that we don't use textbooks. He said he had mastered this wealth, right? So he was going to teach us from his head. And he was teaching us about business and business courses. Talked to us about, like, competing with price and different things like that, especially knowing the price to compete. Yeah, I want to get out all those people that are just looking for a quick fix. That's who I don't want to deal with. And I'm switching because I'm looking at some of the information that I'm seeing coming up. I really want to. I don't want your money. I don't care about your money. What I want to do is help the people that are going to propel us forward. Who's going to take personal responsibility? You're responsible for your actions and your behavior. I sound like I'm lecturing, but we need to change the scope and way we actually present ourselves and the way we conduct ourselves. And I don't give a shit who wants to get mad at me, who doesn't want to listen to me. Good riddance. If I can help one person, I did my due diligence. I didn't take it with me and just take it from me and my family, right? I should have. You know, what I noticed is the people that are really in the private, you don't hear about them unless you're in with somebody. And then so, you know, the ladder by which they climbed up is pulled up behind them, not leaving any trace of evidence as to what you need to do. Isn't that crazy? And I'm trying to break that cycle with y'all. You don't have the patience to learn. You just want to do. Well, let's see. You've been doing. How's that been working? I mean, anybody. I'll take calls right now if I have to. All the time. Oh, somebody want to talk. All right, let me see if I can take this call. I'm not sure how to do this again. So... all right, I'm going to try to take this call unless you didn't want to call in. This whole time, so I'm assuming. 856-299. 856-299. I'm going to bring you in now. Greetings. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Dumb one across. Is it this way? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. 856-299. Sorry about that. I got you now. What's up?
Hold on. I had you on my earpiece. That's why. Let me turn it off.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's better. There we go. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Hey, just
loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Hey, peace, bro. Nice to meet you. Talk to you again. now I came in and pushed the button, you know, like I normally, you know, do on the blog talks or anything. But so I've been, of course, doing my reading and all that. And a lot of the information that I've gotten from you in a short period of time, very interesting. New stuff.
Appreciate that. It's not so much new stuff. It's just more or less. Thank you for that on the chat, but I mean on the gram. But yeah, in terms of what you're saying, I don't think it's so much new. I think what's happened over the years, and for me, I began this in 2014, right? And what happened for me was I went through a lot of what I'm hearing now. You know, take the time, you invest. And I mean, the crazy thing is your mental, your psyche is affected by that because, you know, for me in my personal experience, you know, I lost a lot of people out of my life. I don't know if good, bad, or indifferent, but, you know, My so-called circle slimmed down drastically. It was like I was on a whole nother planet to some people. Given that I didn't come into this information until 2014. So that wasn't an easy adjustment, but I can kind of resonate, I guess, with how some of the people are feeling, with how they're treated and how some information is disseminated. But like I said, I encourage everybody to go back to the source. You know, that's not for me to, you know, get involved in it in any way, shape, or form. What I'm trying to do is promote unity, right? And I'm trying to do that by clearing up the confusion. Now, I say this, there's a lot of people that know way more than I do. But it just seems to be that on this portion of it, people are kind of like missing the concept of what they need to do. So I'm going to show you what you need to do. If you have any other information or feedback about what we're wrapping on? Or...
Well, no, like I had discussed with you before, the first step with me checking back into it, the state that I'm in, you know, they told me that they don't do, they won't provide you with any better of a copy than the of your birth certificate than the regular copy that that we discussed that I have already. I was thinking maybe you were talking about the live certificate of birth, and they don't do that anymore here. Now, you said go to the county. I have not gotten to that point yet. It was already after business hours before I can get a chance to go down there. So I'm going to check that out probably tomorrow, see if they'll provide it. But everywhere before that I've gone to ask for a copy at all, they always point to vital statistics. There's a couple churches around here that are connected to the you know, to vital statistics, but it just takes longer to get your stuff, of course, because they're just really getting it through them.
So, and again, I'm gonna bring this back up for those who are not aware. So what he's talking about is he's run into the challenge of getting an actual copy of his birth certificate to do what the rule already told him to do, which was where is it? I'm so off tonight, but I'll just pull it up. But to just comply with the law, he needed to comply with the law, so he needs a birth certificate, and he's not able to get one. So here's why I asked him to get the copy that he needs. And then I'll address your question again, right? Let me put it like this. So on here it says Minnesota Rule 220, birth certificates, right? And without me reading through all of it, let me see if I can just get to it. It says in the second line that you need an official birth certificate. So what they provided an authentication process for you on was an abstract, a summary. Now I'm saying that's not an official record. And the official record that we are accustomed to are the live birth and the birth certificate itself. So what I'm saying, instead of trying to contact your state, you can contact your county. If you're born here, where your record was established, right? And you can get them to get you a copy because you're supposed to have it. Now, I didn't get a chance because I was going to just do that for you. To just, you know, look up your town and see exactly what their laws were saying. But I had to get it to the show, so I didn't want to take up too much time beforehand. But that's all you have to do is just get to them. You need to do everything in your power to get an actual official birth certificate, not just a copy, like I said, right? So
you say the county, you're talking about go down to the county courthouse and just go into their records, you're not talking about ROD, you're talking about the county courthouse with the county records in there, right?
Talking specifically about your county recorder's office, if you look it up. And every state kind of functions differently, right? So I'm saying, I don't know what your that facility or agency would be called. I already took it off. I don't know exactly what that would be called, but what I'm trying to say is that you need to reach out to the agency, which more than likely is the county recorder's office. And what recording office am I talking about? Land records. You need to reach out to them to find out where your certificate is. And by so doing, get a copy of it. Like, I'm in a different state right now, right? And what I'm trying to say is I've been able to pull up all that information, and this is not the state that I live in, if that makes sense. So I'm just trying to let you know that. So that's what I'm trying to add on to. I don't know if it throws it off. Just bear with me one second. Maybe I can take you on the call. Just bear with me one second. No, I have somebody communicating in the interview. But do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying if you're going to the state level and you're not getting what you need, I'm saying do some research, look at the county recorder's office, land records specifically, see what their duties are, and if it shows that they record birth certificates, death certificates, then you're in. Just go get a copy of your thing.
Got it.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yep. And, like, I feel like instead of just taking time and like, taking some ownership of that, like I feel like we're at a place where, for some of us, we need it to be spelled all the way out. And the way I deal with things, like, especially me trying to put the information out, like, you need to help me, bro, by just being hip to what I'm saying. I don't know how you're going to do that. Just be with the information. You get what I'm saying? Like, you tried it at the state level. That's not working. I'm telling you to go to your town. I'm telling you to go find out where they record that in terms of whichever agency and get a copy of it. That's all I'm trying to say. Whatever you need to do, it's going to be in your town, in your county. Just get it. That makes
I'm
sense?
Check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that. Do you have any other questions?
For right now, I think that's it for right now. Got to start there because, I mean, I already got the other one, but it's not saying that's not the one. So I got to go and see if I can actually receive that from them at the county and see if, you know, make sure the verbiage is different on that than it is on the birth certificate I have now.
What I'm trying to say is you're holding on to something that I went through with you, bro. I'm reading the law to you. I didn't charge you a dime. I'm just trying to help you, and I'm trying to say to you, like, you keep coming back to that thing. It's useless to you, bro. I'm not saying to discard it, right? Because, as I said, I've seen others claim other people's stuff, and I know what they're doing on the back end based on the law. So you don't want to throw it in the garbage, but it's not going to help you make the claim for a majority status. Let me read it to you again. Let me see if I pulled it up. I think I did, and that's what I was going to do just now. Tonight, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I was going to do that too. Nope. Right? I just had it. One second here. Is it this one? Perfect. So, Minnesota Rule 220. I keep harping on this because we're not getting it, so I'm going to keep pounding in our heads. Like I said, I already mentioned, MasterCard. Right? What do you think about that idea before I read this? Me doing a masterclass, try to keep it somewhat private, and to ensure that we do this as a community and as a unit. What do you think about it?
It's not a bad idea. I mean, how would you end up? How would you do the masterclass? How many people would be able to get in, and how would that work?
So I'm still trying to figure out the specifics, right? But my intention would be to structure it like an actual course, thing that we can get through within a month's time. Like, I'm not even playing with it. Like, outside of the time frame that it requires for the processes to be complete, everyone should have their information. And when would it begin? Thank you for that question on the gram. I'm thinking in August, right? I was debating to do a webinar or a seminar or something at the end of this month, but I don't want to do it like that. I want to guard the information. I want to guard the transfer of energy and information from the ancestors. I don't want to just give it to any and everybody. Let me say this. Marcus Garvey once said, right, that Africa is good for everyone, but not everyone is good for Africa. Think about that. I'm not even going to expand on that, but y'all think about that and come back to it. But what I'm trying to do is set it up so that each step, you know exactly what you're getting. I would generate all the templates. We would review them collectively, give our thoughts. And what I would introduce into that is just the structure of, like, doing forms and completing those appropriately. Like, I can't tell you how many people are just slapping paperwork together. Let me say this. I was fortunate to work in I don't know if I had the opportunity to tell you, in a attorney's office. Now, I'm not saying that that means anything. All I'm saying is I was exposed to a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of and this attorney dealt with criminal cases. So, you know, y'all don't have a clue. And let me say this. The first thing that he pulled me to do was to write a trust document, right? So all I'm saying is I had the opportunity to really grow in some of this information from all different angles, and I have the capacity to kind of pull it together. And that's all I did. So with that being said, the masterclass is going to be, I don't know how many people I can assist in terms of, like, having to review documents, because I know even though I'll say it and read it and give it to you, you'll do your own thing and tweak it. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But what I want to do is something that's structured like that, where we walk hand in hand. And when we get our properties, if we want to pull other properties together, I'm not saying that property per se, other properties together and make a splash in the ocean, let's do that. You know, as a couple of those first to claim that status. Let's just say it like that, right? So let me read this. The Register of Titles is authorized to receive for registration of memorials upon any outstanding certificate of title. Now, what y'all fail to realize is that y'all keep thinking that the certificate of title is something that you create by slapping your affidavit onto this document. I got my certificate of title. Let me read a little bit slower so you can understand what I'm trying to say. They're saying an official birth certificate must pertain to a registered owner. That registered owner must be named in what? The certificate of title. Now, bro, I'll ask you again. The document you're trying to hold on to, does it state, and I'm talking about that yellow cover or whatever certificate color it's going to look like that has the actual seal on it, does that actually look like, or does it reflect the name on it? Does it do that?
Mine, it authenticates the seal, it sounds like, from the verbiage.
That sounds like. What do you mean sounds like? I read that to y'all. Or I thought I did. I don't
you're
know.
Going in, you're going in and out. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get back to the phone screen here where we were on our call. But I was saying, yes, I read that to you all. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Having trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I didn't do anything. Can you still hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. So, sorry about that. But what I was saying is you're saying that it supposedly does that. And I'm saying, how can you say supposedly? Does the certificate that added top page, right, attach, let me say this, the annex page, does it say your name? Or better yet, what I would say is, there's an asterisk there that says, what does it say? That they're not responsible for the information in the attached document? Isn't that what it says?
I think that's right.
I'm sorry? What did you
say?
That's
what
I like. You said
no,
that's what
I said you're right.
That's what I wanted you to echo, that I'm right. So I'm saying that you have a document, a piece of evidence that attests to what they did. It does not attest to what transpired on that specific date at that time during that year, I guess. You understand? This is telling you here that your name must be reflected in the certificate of title.
Gotcha. Understood.
This here, that the certificate of title has to show the date of birth of said registered owner. I'm asking you, do you have that on the document? You do not.
Nah, my name's not on the front of it. No.
Yeah. Because no one actually did what the law said to do. Like, I'm taking a lot of flack. Like, I get people on the phone and some people are testing, and I've just been giving away, right? As much as I can, I should say. But the reality for me is, like, none of y'all are off the plantation. And, I mean, I'm not either. Because if I was, I wouldn't be able to do it. Right? Multiple levels. But, you know, public and private don't mix.
Right.
It says here that you need to have an attachment to your birth certificate. It says providing, right? That means that certificate needs to be annexed, providing there is annex to said birth certificate, an affidavit of an affiant who states that he, she is familiar with the facts recited. And what do most people do? They write, I am familiar with the facts and that are recited. My name is the same name as the birth certificate of said party as one of the owners named in the said certificate of title. You know how many times they reference certificate of title? And y'all keep talking to me as if y'all have done this? Huh? I recall when people were trying to do it. I recall. And they were being denied on that process, right? They couldn't get it done. Or maybe some people got it done. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, right? But as I'm looking at it now, I'm saying the final step in this, and they put a semicolon here to let you know it's a different sentence, a different statement, all together, that this piece of clause stands on its own. And y'all don't get it? Everything else is obstructed by a comma, and they clean up in this compounded statement with a semicolon to let you know it's a completely different sentence that's coming at them. Yeah, I know. Some of us don't understand punctuations, and I know it's legalese too and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, people, like, you understand what I'm saying, bro? I got to go back to Blog Talk too. I've been
missing for a minute. Yeah, it's got a, yeah,
everybody.
There's more to it.
Huh? What did you say?
Yeah,
you
understand what you're saying. It's more to it. It's more to it than just copying that statement. The statement has to, you have to do and put on there what the statement says.
And the reality is, like I said, there's not going to be a lot of people that are going to gravitate to this. But like I said, I don't care if it's just me. I'm doing my due diligence. I put it off already for quite a bit of time. I don't even want to get into certain things. What time is it? Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. So what I realized is that, like I said, I wanted to throw this information out there to try to help somebody out, right? Because on here it said that after you do your authentication, since everybody's already done it, that they all have this information reflected in that they are said registered owners having attained the age of majority at a date 18 years after the date of birth shown by said certificate. And I said this before. I'll say it again. How many of y'all got that in writing? A lot of you don't. I'm not cussing. I'm not carrying on tonight. I'm just taking it slow. Ooh, more people calling. Hold on, bro. Let me see if I can take someone else in. Let me see if he wants to chime. But how many of y'all have that? Do you have that, bro? Your document says that?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. 786-988. I don't know if you was trying to chime in. I'm trying to bring you in. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm still here.
Yes. Peace.
Peace. Yeah, man, so I know I surely don't have a document that says that, right? What I was trying to find out, too, was, is the webinar geared towards, trust mostly? Is it geared towards the age of majority? Is it, you know, a combination of the both? The master class, I mean.
Okay, great question, man. I was saying, I'm not sure if that's what I'm going to do as far as the webinar or something in that format. I'm thinking, cause look, I'm gonna draft an affidavit, right? She's gonna get it from me, and all of a sudden, you're gonna say, "What am I supposed to do next? What am I supposed to do next?"
I got you.
And I just feel once I expose you to everything that you need, you shouldn't have to ask me what you need to do next. But because I know that's going to be the concern, and I want to make sure that we establish a certain level of excellence, I'm thinking that I might as well just go ahead and do it with everybody. Just hold hands and show them. I'm not saying I'm going to wait on you, but in that private format, I'll be able to still explain and show you certain things, maybe even my paperwork. I don't know, but we'll see. I'm not big on
that's
showing my
point,
actions.
Man, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think it's pretty cool as opposed to, you know, a lot of the folks out there, you know, you pay for something, man, and, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I don't want to touch that too much. I already understand, like, you know, we all go through our experiences. I'm not, you know, looking to point no fingers. What I say is I was able to rise through it all, you know what I mean? Whatever shortcomings came my way, I was able to overcome it. Well, I did promise a treat because I know y'all probably bored with me because I'm not going in like I did last week. But let me say this. Boring is good sometimes because sometimes you get lost in the confusion of somebody scurrying around. I don't understand how I read this thing to y'all and people are still kind of like lost as to what I'm saying. People are still telling me that your damn money is not in this freaking law that I shared last week. Like, what can I do? What can I do to show y'all? I read it. I read the whole thing. You can go back and listen to last week's episode. I read it all. It's a new month, y'all. And I'm not letting July pass without me starting my process. You're either on board or you're not. And I keep saying that. If you want more information, hit me up at Law Life Academy at Proton Mail. That's about all I'm going to do as far as public. And this will be the last time I'm on live. I don't care. I'm just trying to help people. Clear the air, show my face. I'm not scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to show y'all some shit.
Yeah, quick fast. Say shout out to the show, man. You know, I stumbled on it last Thursday for the first time. I want to say keep it up, brother. And separate from that, I'm also looking out for the date on that master class, man, if you do decide to do it.
Oh, no doubt. Last week was our first class, too. So thank you, you know what I mean, for taking the time to spend that time with us. Hopefully you got a chance to listen. And let me say this. I got a lot of activity. I don't care about what goes on now and how I'm not able to take calls and stuff. Like, I'm cool because I realize there's a lot of people listening.
There's a lot of people listening. A lot of people streaming. A lot of people downloading. It's all good, though. It's all good. But let me say this. I promised y'all a treat, so I'm going to kind of wrap up the show with this. So, and this is for my brother, 856-299. Let me make it abundantly clear yet again, right? Here it says, what do I need to know? And I almost tripped too because I about to say something about some other code, but I'm not going to say it. Y'all better stop it. What do I need to know about accounts for minors who have not had a legal guardian appointed by court? See, a lot of y'all just think that what? That's describing babies? You think you don't already have somebody in the shadows maximizing your straw man name, collecting and creating debt for you? You think it's just you that owns that name? Matter of fact, every job that you work for owns. Well, let me stop. I'm getting off track. Y'all, boy. What I was trying to say at the beginning of the show is, if you are, right, the way of energy, livelihood, just pure existence. If you are the means by which so many people are sustained, why would they let you just jump off the plantation? So why would they do that? Why would they make it so slap something? You don't even know what you're doing. You're just shuffling, following people. Because you don't use this. Braveheart, that's one of my favorite movies. First, you got to learn to use this. Then he'll show you how to use other stuff. But what I'm trying to say is, why don't people think anymore? Why is it so easy for me to play by just talking to you? What makes me any more special than anybody else? Nothing. I just put the work in. I'm gifted at that to put the work. I walked into a damn office to get help and walked out with a job. You understand what I'm saying? You a JOB? Yes, that's a job experience. I know. But I did it in the midst of me struggling through all these processes because I didn't understand how to move a court, how to shuffle paperwork, how to form or maximize the form without using court forms. How to do that.
That's dope.
I'm such a special boy. Like, I don't mean that in any way. That came out wrong, probably. And I don't care. I said it. But this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm so confident in the work that I put in that none of y'all can sway me. Like, if I wanted to, I'd talk some things that, you know, would really jar the perception of what you all are doing right now. Because some of y'all are saying that you know trust. And you're doing trust. And I'm trying to be careful, huh? With my words. Because what I'm trying to say is not to insult anyone. I'm saying, what is the point of you? Let me go back. Let me see if it was best definition. I don't think so. But one of the definitions I read earlier said that you gift things over, and most of you are gifting this so-called administrative document that you got back, that they vouch that these people work there, right? And you're gifting that to your trust. And at the same time, and it hurts me to say this, you're jeopardizing your trust. Or better yet, you have jeopardized your trust. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. You will see. And eventually you will catch on. Because I promise you, like 786 Act, he wanted me to put forth a webinar as one of his inquiries at the end of the month. And I'm saying, what's the point? I'm going to give you all freedom for you to go give it back. Hell no. That means that those that come after you will not have the opportunity to walk off of that damn plantation. Because you're going to close the door behind me. Why would I do that? I want to be responsible, so I'm going to be responsible. And I'm going to help those that are invested in themselves and the information, and I'm going to help them. I'm going to truly help them. Peace. On the line, speaking on the moving the status of trustee. Yeah, it's the same thing, right? Because if you make this adjustment and you're able to correct that status, I'm just responding to something I can't. If you're able to make that adjustment, you, I can't even explain. Boy, I just want to read the laws to y'all. But y'all want me to just do that for just doing that. Look what I'm doing. I don't subscribe to this, so this will be no more grand for me. You'll find me Proton Mail, like I told you, Law Life Academy, or find us on Blog Talk, right? This is it, people. And I wanted to give out some ground rules. My schedule is on 7 to 7, right? Don't call me, don't text me before that. You can email me. I don't care about that. And what I'm going to say is, too, I work late. So my best hours is at night when everybody is, like, quiet. I can concentrate, right? That's how I work. So I might check information. So just because I check something don't mean that I want to interact with you. Right? So this is my last time going live. Thank you all for the support and the acknowledgement. I appreciate that. But on this here topic, how sweet it's going to be when we're able to make that adjustment. Let me prove it to you that again, and this will conclude the show. First, they don't permit minors to purchase security. Then they describe what a minor is. I read that already. Then they go into opening an account in the name of the minor. In the meantime, let me post something to that point. I didn't get this out yet. Maybe I'll give this out to people. Everybody want to act like they can abandon people, right? I want to abandon people. Y'all want to go back and listen. All right. So I'm going to give this out briefly. Right? I'm sorry. I don't know. If I didn't hear you in the background. I'm sorry. You want to repeat that? Okay, all right. So let me read this, and I'm going to blow y'all mind. I'm going to give you something new before I leave, right? You there? Anybody? Am I talking to myself?
Hello?
Okay, you still there. Perfect. All right, I just want to make sure. I'm going to give you a present, though, before you go, all right? Keep it. So a parent or individual, we already know what individuals are. They can open his account, right? Because they're referred to as custodian. Last week I told you what a custodian was. 3 times they use the same words in that definition. Go read it for yourself. I gave it out, right? Then they talk about minor's account, right? But they would not define what a minor's account is. So I didn't give you that last week. Remember, I clicked on it, and I kept saying they're just pulling up accounts, right? So I'm going to describe what a minor account is. I didn't do it last week. So this is the gift for y'all this week. A minor account is an account established by an individual custodian for an individual who has not yet reached the age of 18 years. We do not permit any entity to open a minor account.
They're not mandated.
Sorry?
It said on the... Like, I looked on the came in. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, repeat that. Let me make sure I can get you in clear. Go ahead. What was your comment?
No. I apologize. My son came in. He was talking to me. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were adding something. So let me read this again because I'm just giving this definition away for free. I'm not even going to give you all the laws because y'all need to write it, right? So a minor account is described as an account established by an individual custodian. We know who custodians are. SRBs. For an individual who has not yet reached the age of 18. We do not permit an entity to open a minor account. A minor account is linked to the same custodian as our B primary account. The miner, this is insane, is the owner of the security. I just told you. Did you hear what I just read? I just told you.
The miner is the owner of the security.
Didn't I just tell you? But here's the oxymoron in it, right? So here's the duality in it. How can miners own any damn thing when they just gave us a definition that a miner can't own anything? Oh, I'm going to stop that. So what I'm trying to say is the sentence reads, the miner is the owner of the security, but the custodian controls the account on behalf of the miner. Yo, y'all play. Your mind should have been, like, blown right there. It exploded. It exploded. You didn't hear what I just read to you. Go back and, well, I got privacy, right? All right, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. 31 CFR, 363.10. And I got more for you before I go. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. Okay, let's see. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Ooh. I don't want to do that either. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just trying to find, okay, they give it to you like this. Custodian of a minor account means a person who opens an account on behalf of a minor. Obviously, we already know that. Custodian account means an account that you establish for a specific purpose that is linked to your primary account. You can't I read that wrong. It's custom. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Let me leave that alone. Excuse me. We talked about D-Link. D-Link means the online process by which all security contains within the miner linked accounts are moved to the miner's primary treasury direct account. The link account is what deactivated. You hear what I just said? After you get your money, they close out the account. Now, for those that think I'm just bugging, let me add this. Legal guardian of a minor or incompetent person. That's what you are as a minor, people. Incompetent. And that refers to the court-appointed or otherwise qualified person, regardless of title, who is legally authorized to act for the minor or incompetent person. You all have people out there that are signing stuff or you're doing things for you, and you don't even know. Legally incompetent means a court has declared an individual to be incapable of handling his or her business affairs. That's all of y'all. All of us, I should say. Excuse me. Minor means an account that the custodian, or minor accounts, why did it do that? Minor means an individual under the age of 18 years. The term minor is also used to refer to an individual who has attained the age of 18 years but has not control of the securities contained in their minor account. Didn't I just read that the damn owner of the securities is minor? You still there? Didn't I just read that? Now, here's where I want to take. And this is how I'm going to wrap up tonight, because I probably have about 10 minutes left. So, you ready? I'm going to give it to you. And I said that I was going to do this as a treat, right, to the definitions that I read earlier. Now, I promise you, I gave you everything yet again. I just didn't give it to you probably the way that you would probably absorb it a little bit quicker. But I give it to you right now. So, peep this. You ready? Owner, when referring to an individual, is either the single individual named in the registration of a security held in the single owner form of registration. The first individual named as on a security held in owner with beneficiary form of registration. The first individual named on a security held in the primary owner with secondary owner form of registration. What am I trying to say? When referring to a minor linked account, the owner is the minor. Referring to an entity's account, entity is the only. Did you hear what I just said? Until
entity
you
is the owner.
And correct that trust and relieve the trustee of their duties and responsibilities and secure that through acknowledgement from them, then you can go and put it in your trust. A lot of y'all saying you doing trust and you don't. I'm going to stop. I'm bugging you. But I'm getting a little delirious. It's almost time to wrap up. Do you have any questions on what I just shared with you, bro?
No, I wrote it down. Appreciate
it.
Appreciate your knowledge.
Oh, my pleasure. At the end of the day, like I said, I'll check the stats because I know y'all out there pulling stuff. But it's all good, though. I don't care. At the end of the day, I just want to share the information with as many people as possible. And last week, I went in. I was just trying to tell y'all, like, look, people. Like, I read it. Aim it. I can confirm exactly what these things are supposed to. All right, let me say, it's like I studied the will portion of it, right? Because one of the ways I was thinking that we could collapse the that minority status was to actually create a memorial, right? I was saying, how hard is it for you to prove a dead man? I'll be bugging you. But nonetheless, you know, I just found it to be more convenient just to go this route, considering that the law already dictates it. And nothing that I've studied has spoken to or really covered and expressed, not even an express trust, I'm sorry, express trust is the way to go. But a testamentary trust having any type of command outside of just managing the business that they in. like I said, the express trust is a good go. The issue is, yeah, let me say this. When I started in 2014, I realized, because I'll end with my little story, I realized, to be honest with you, some things worked. Some things, you know, didn't come as easy. Maybe I was throwing some things off or lack of knowledge. But I was going off of what I was being told, and at the same time, like, how I was going about it wasn't necessarily reflective of what I was being told I was doing. You get what I'm saying? And then when I tried to do it like that, then I ran into some brick walls. And then I, you know, eventually, like I said, I invested in my education over and over and over. And I say this, last time I just spent quite a bit of money. And I'll say this, I paid 950% more money, more than what I was actually supposed to pay. And I only learned about it after. I'm not sure what this guy is. Second time, like, farewell use. I'm not sure what you're asking. Are you on Blog Talk? If you're on Blog Talk, you would have to call in, and I have less than 5 minutes left, but the number is 515-605-9833, plus one. But in any instance, you get what I'm saying? It kind of took me away from my thought a little bit, but did I at least capture it, what I was trying to say?
Sound like it to me.
What did I say? Give it back to me so I can pick it up again. I put you on the spot. I know I did. But in any instance, what I'm trying to show you all is when I paid 950%, I wasn't bitter about it. I just tried to find a way to make that experience and that information that much more valuable. And I took that to a whole nother level as well. So, like I said, it's going to be three phases of what I want to do. We're going to start with the master class to get off the plantation. From there, or maybe simultaneously at some point, we can start, as they say, discharging mortgages. I got some stuff in store. But get rid of credit cards, car loans, you know, things like that. And then, finally, I want to show you how to structure your trust and basically how to manage that. That with the testamentary stuff. I don't want to do, well, you have to do the will. So if you do a will, you're testamentary, right? So, or you're testate. So if we can get through those three phases, and the thing is, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. I don't like to bring up any of the propaganda that's out there, but I do pay attention to it as far as the news and stuff like that, speculation and theory. But I pay attention to some of that stuff. And what I know for sure is there was a period not in our far too distant past where a lot of reshuffling was done. And I think y'all called it, was it the Securities Act, I think, 1933, when they took over currency and changed it. And they're trying to do that again. So all I'm saying is the laws have been preserved for us to be able to jump ship, and I'm trying to do that. I don't care who's coming with me. I'm sure as hell getting off the ship. I just want, you know, to be 100% free as far as how I perceive it. So we'll do that as a master class together, and we'll transition through those topics if people want to continue, because I'm going to separate them. And that will be our focus in the next 3 months, to knock out and have some success stories and a lot of that. Eventually, because I'm working with a couple of people right now, eventually I'll have them come on as well and talk about their experience, especially, you know, as it relates to the Express Trust and things like that. But for right now, that's basically what I've been doing, kind of putting that together for people. And I, you know, let me say this. I love the fact that in this country, the English language is just so confusing. Without even legalese, it's just so confusing, right? That so many words have so many meanings. And I really enjoy trying to so-called confuse those that will continue to try to drag us by the neck with the chain. So I like putting that paperwork together. I like doing the studying. And I'm going to show people what you all don't. And I already knew it was coming. But they're telling us 90 seconds. So, again, Law Life Academy at protonmail.com. Hit me up if you want to find out about the master class. I'm not sure about webinars and things like that, not at this stage, and not with this information. Maybe with the, you know, discharge and stuff or whatever, but not with this, right? So you're going to have to even hit me in the private if you want more information, and then we can go from there. But I, as I said, 50 seconds, I am not letting this month go by, and I haven't started my process. And if I don't, I already have a structured class, I'm just going to do it by myself and fade to black, as some Jay-Z would say. So, you know, I'm just fall back there. But, yeah, anything else? Last 30 seconds.
Appreciate your good, hey, brother. Guys.
All right, man. You know, good luck with that stuff tomorrow. I'm curious to find out what they say, but I know you got it, man. All right?
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be it, people. Yes, that's Law Life Academy. Law Life Academy at protonmail.com. Not like that. Looking forward to more. Oh, wow. Oh, my pleasure. I'm going to put it in the chat real quick. I think I got it, man. All right, y'all. Peace. End the show, people. All right. Peace, y'all. Man, it's the first time they let me go this long. Curious to find out. Yes, let's end the video.